back to Matt Tim directly on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Quickly, we go to Kenosha, the Rittenhouse trial, day one. They're in a recess today. The jury has a 3-day off. The defense rested. What they're doing today is jury instructions. It takes a long time. You have jury instructions going to the jury. There are some routine instructions that are boilerplate, and then there are some tailored instructions, and the lawyers argue about it outside the presence of the jury. That takes time. Takes time, and that's what's happening today. And it'll happen this weekend, too, if it has to. You know, this judge down there, you know, he's been on the bench a little over 40 years. Know him, and, you know, basically, I think he was a Tony Earl appointee, for Pete's sake. But sometimes, you know, people, you know, they get set in their ways. And I'll tell you what, some of the things he did, and, you know, chewing out the prosecutor, never chewing out the defense counsel and all that, I don't think that amounts to much. Even if the jury finds out about it, they take a lot of stuff into account. The that phony crying jag by Kyle Rittenhouse, I don't think, you know, everybody in the national media go, oh, that turned it in his favor. No, it didn't turn in his favor. As phony as a $3 bill, it was rehearsed. But the judge has done two things yesterday, and I'm thinking, dude, it's time to retire. Put him out in the back 40, bucket of oats, some apples, sugar cubes, let them graze. Enough's enough. Yesterday was Veterans Day, and one of the defense witnesses about to get on the stand, and it turns out he'd served in the military. So the judge intervenes. The judges usually don't ask witnesses questions. Oh, what branch were you in? The guy tells him, and then the judge says, let's clap for the veterans. And he leads the jury and everybody in clapping, what, for this witness? Hey, I'm a veteran. I've never had a judge in my life appear in the court. Let's clap for Matt. What, to the jury? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? He singles out one witness, and actually it wasn't that important a witness, and I think the witness was well impeached by the prosecution. I think the jury takes this into account. But it was a clumsy, stupid thing to do. Stupid things to do. It seemed to ratify one witness. Did not have to have it. I think he did it impulsively. Old timer, time to put him in the back 40, time to put him out to graze. Then the other statement he made, which I do not think was invidious, I don't think it was racist, but it was stupid as hell. And they break for lunch. And the judge goes, the old timer, old school, he goes, okay, we're breaking for lunch, and I hope it isn't Asian food on the way, you know, tied up in those ships off the port in LA. And everybody looks at this guy like, hey, guy, this is 2021, okay? I mean, what a dumb thing to say. And it was a dumb thing to say. But sometimes you get these old timers, these old schoolers back then. It doesn't make any difference. There are no, you know, Asians at issue in this trial anyway. But, I mean, you know, you can't have that. It's embarrassing. That's how we, what, highlight Wisconsin with this guy? So, had a long career. I'm sure a distinguished career. I've never appeared in front of him myself in cases, although I have appeared before other Kenosha judges and judges throughout southeastern Wisconsin and elsewhere. But there comes a time where you don't clap for a witness and you don't sort of make ethnic jokes about food. It's just dumb, just dumb. Anyway, my thought, okay, a couple of other things. This is kind of unbelievable. Tucker Carlson, Fox News, unfortunately high ratings, makes a lot of money. I don't know why he has high ratings. He just has the Trump base watching, but, you know, it's not a majority, but it is a somewhat of a plurality. And he was attacking a Republican congressman by the name of Mike Turner. He was interviewing Mike Turner, Republican congressman. And Mike Turner was one of the Republicans that had sent a letter to Biden and to the Secretary of State saying that we should defend Ukraine against Putin and we should step up our efforts. Now, that was welcome in my view because the Republican Party is pro-Putin at the leadership level. At the leadership level, Trump is, his cabinet was, he was Putin's slave. So to have anybody in the Republican Party stand up to Putin is amazing and very welcome. You know what Tucker Carlson said? Here's what he said, quote, why should the U.S. defend Ukraine and not side with Russia? Tucker Carlson is saying we should side with Russia because that's what Trump says. What? And then have him invade Ukraine, a Western nation, a member of the Europe, of Europe? Let me give a very quick history lesson to Tucker Carlson because I don't think he's read a lot of history. In the 1700s, Ukraine was part of Poland. So was Lithuania. Poland had the largest landmass of any country in Europe. In the 1790s, Russia, Prussia, in those days Germany was split, and Austria came in and divided Poland up and stole their land. Poland disappeared from the map till after the First World War. Russia occupied Ukraine. After the First World War, Ukraine, Poland in particular, Poland was free until the Nazis invaded in 1939, and then they were enslaved by the Nazis until they became free again, but they always resisted magnificently. And in 1945, they became free again, except that they were occupied by Russia. So they're freed from the Nazis. They have put up with a lot. And then in 1989, when the Berlin Wall came down, what finally happened, and for 10 years in the 90s, Russia got rid of communism and wasn't run by organized crime. Okay? During that time period, Poland prospered, and it still is. We are not going to let the Ruskies, whether it's the commie Ruskies or Nazis or organized crime, go back into Poland. And that includes its constituent territories, which were Ukraine and Lithuania. And they're all being threatened again. This isn't 1795, Jack. Russia is a small economy. It's the 10th largest in the world. It's like Italy's. And we're not going to be pushed around by them. They're not invading Ukraine. We are going to defend it. And Tucker Carlson, you know, for Tucker Carlson, that's poison to say that why don't we side with Russia? And you know what he said? He said, well, that's because Russia will help us fight China. They won't help us fight China. They're in an alliance with China right now against the United States and its interests. Russia and China don't like each other. They actually fought a war over an island in 1969 in the middle of the Vietnam War, and you never heard about that. So one day they may fight. They're not fighting right now. This idiot, Tucker Carlson with the bow tie, is sitting there saying smack like this in a widely watched show, and that is wrong. Tucker Carlson is pro-Putin. Trump is pro-Putin. The leadership of the Republican Party is pro-Putin. And they are therefore pro-organized crime of Putin's. And we need patriots running the country. And thank God we have Joe Biden and his cabinet. Going to a break. The line is still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. And she don't care.